As could be expected, big Taiwanese computer manufacturers came out with their latest and most powerful machines,
10-in-1,
ranging from laptops to smartphones. Counting on the popularity of self-photography or selfies, Asus is boasting its newest smartphone with 13-megapixel cameras, both front and rear, as well as a powerful flash. Ivy Link from China is promoting its smart ring that can send and receive messages or calls between couples. If you rub it, it will send a signal to your partner. It can also lock and unlock your smart door or relay basic information about you to the nearest smartphone if you suffer from dementia. But senior correspondent for IDG News Service, Martin Williams, says this year's Computex is not as exciting as expected.
I've been coming to Computex for 15 years, and this is certainly the smallest show I've seen so far. I think it's partly the growing importance of the Chinese vendors, but also services are getting more important.
Google has yet to release its smart glasses, but Taiwan's company Chipsip is already showcasing its own glasses for specialized purposes such as museum guided tours. Other manufacturers think their glasses may be useful in offices, stores, and factories. A number of firms exhibited their versions of smart watches, but Williams says he is disappointed with the level of innovation this year.
Fitness trackers, simple smartwatches, everybody has them. But the industry really seems to be looking to the U.S. and especially Apple for some sort of innovation, some sort of idea, something that's going to make people actually want to go out and buy these things.
Wearable electronics need suitable power sources, so batteries are another product being featured, such as this bendable cell suitable to be incorporated into garments. Following the trend in cloud computing, the Taiwan-based firm Acer exhibited its technology that offers not only data storage, but also active service to businesses. The firm says its build-your-own cloud service can be adapted to manage smart cars, hospital patients, surveillance cameras, or even household appliances. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.